Log Talk Radio.
Other things I've studied, like you probably be surprised at what I really study and really and really know. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be.
But I don't really, yeah, I really don't talk about that because I like to shock people. Because, like, when I tell them, you know, people have a prejudgment, so I'd rather not even give them a prejudgment of it, you know?
Okay. I like that about you. And let them figure it out for themselves, right?
Yes. Because a lot of times people will be thinking, you know, they think a lot of stuff. They think you crazy stuff. You know?
Yeah, well, Jimmy, I know Paul when I hear him, even if I just see him typing. That's my gift tonight. I know the winner. I could pick a winner.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, all right, now we're about to officially start now, y'all. We all acquainted with each other. This is a panel of highly intelligent people. I picked you, Jimmy, for a whole bunch of reasons. Very few people know you. Even though they know that you're smart, but I do. So, and, you know, we needed a girl on the show, and who better than, and then you're an admin, so, you know, thank you. Thank you. That shows solidarity on the part of Planet O'Shea, and that's what I appreciate the most, so thank you.
No problem.
No doubt. I see you too, Jimmy. You're looking real good.
Thank you.
All right, now we got to get these callers. Oh, yeah, Jimmy, howdy. Let's show him, let's go. All right.
No doubt. No doubt. And I've got great taste, so. That's a dime right. Right there. You fine, Jimmy.
Thanks.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. I guess we're going to have to start with us. And, you know, usually once we get the ice breaking, you know what I'm saying, we can start with us. So the topic of tonight is, what's your secret sexual fantasy? Now, us three, since everybody know us, you know what I'm saying, we got to, you know, for the sake of business, if you want to divulge all your shit, that's all on you. Just know what you're doing. Just know what you're doing. Just know once you said it, I can't take it back.
No doubt.
All right. So, who want to go first? Who the sacrificial lamb?
Doesn't matter. I'm bouncing, so let's go.
Well, go ahead. Jimmy, I'm about to post one of your pictures so they all know who on the radio, okay?
Oh, okay. I hope you pick a good one.
I'm going to pick the one that I would like if I was a guy.
Oh, all right. Go for it.
I am a guy. What I mean if I was a guy. I am a guy. That sounds stupid. I am a guy.
Hey, but you know what? This is going to be an interesting topic having me on there because I'm very prude. Not to be funny, but, like, I don't really talk about, like, my sexuality like that. So...
Well, that shit, you going to talk tonight about something, nigga girl? You going to get something done?
I talk, but, you know, I don't really, that's just like a personal, you know what I mean? Like a personal thing, no judgment to anybody else, you know what I'm saying? Like that, but just, yeah. But we can talk. I don't have a problem talking about sex. You know what I'm saying? It's just when it's personally about me, that's different. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about a past fantasy? A fantasy that you've gotten over? Something, Jimmy. I mean, we all grown. We all adults. And
I'm not worried about that.
Okay, I don't think you are. You appear to be a strong, bonded woman.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
I am.
And your conversation, and I've only been talking with you for 5 minutes, but that's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, fuck it then. I'll be the sacrificial lamb because, you know, shit, I'm in the position... I can't afford to have no balls. I gotta. So I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna go ahead on and I'm gonna be the sacrificial lamb, girl. If you don't get away from me, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna be the sacrificial lamb. Good at him. I'm going to be the sacrificial clown. So this is what I'm going to do. Go get some more blunt. This is what I'm going to do. Yeah, go ahead, underlay. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say my piece, okay? My fantasy is this. Airplane. Every color woman I could imagine.
Damn.
And just the pilot. And about a pound of weed. Yeah. I only need about four of them. No, they're going to need some backup, about eight of them. So, yeah. Yeah. That's my fantasy. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. Yeah, that's all I want. Just one life. Just one day in my life, I'm going to take an airplane ride, just meet a pilot, and a bunch of beautiful naked women. That's all I want. I'm
telling you. My fantasy, man, is, you know, I'm in the department store, man. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, grabbed something to try on. You know, and I walked in this dressing room, and this old executive-looking sexy sister, you know, is in there. And I say, excuse me, you know, and get ready to walk back out. But she asked me, can you help me with this? And it go from there. You know, a good 30 minutes of just clowning right there in that dressing room. You know, that little space. And I'm 6'8", so I'm going to make it work, you know. Man, that's my fantasy. You know?
Oh, if I ain't gonna lie, now that I thought about it, the plain one might be a little bit out there. You know what I really, really would like, man? I don't know. I would like it all, man. I would like for somebody to write a book of fantasies, and I live them all. I don't have a fantasy. I'm impulsive. You know what I'm saying? It's forever. You know what I'm saying? If it's lightning outside, she like, I like to take chances. Let's go fuck buck naked with no shoes on in the lightning storm. Let's go. I ain't never had no electric pussy. I ain't never had no electrical pussy. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I don't know. The only crazy thing about that
is when it's all over, it's the shivers you get. You like, you ain't trying to fucking lay there. You're trying to get up and break out, run off up into some dryness, you know? But I hear you.
Yeah, you know, man, shit, bro. I think as people evolve, you understand, since it's just us on the line right now, I think as people evolve, you know, it takes a while for it to kick over. As people evolve, I think our fantasies are going to change. Because what's happening really, is that we look at so much nudity all day long to, like, in a way, Jimmy got the right way. Some shit you got to keep to yourself. But I just can't.
Well, a fantasy is just that, though. A fantasy is something that's in your mind. It doesn't necessarily mean that you will act on it. It's just a fantasy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Fantasy is just that. It's just something that's in your mind that you entertain, that you might find appealing for whatever reason. Like, you know, I've heard some crazy fantasies before. Like, I've heard people say they want to have sex on a slip and slide, like, with baby oil.
Oh, that's right. That sounds fine.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy fantasies. Yeah, I've heard crazy fantasies. I mean, and that's a fantasy. I mean, you can kind of make that reality. And see, the thing about fantasy, and when you put them in the right perspective, like, for me, like, you know, I would, you know, those are things that you can always use for your partner that you're serious with, you know, like, to spice up things, you know, whatever. But, like,
no doubt.
You're asking as a single person what somebody's fantasy is, you know, you can kind of go wild with, because you are single. So, you know, it just all depends. And even, I don't know if even some people that aren't single have, like, crazy fantasies. But, yeah, it's up to, you know, everyone else's mindset and, you know, standards.
Let me ask you something, Jimmy. That fantasy with the slip and slide and baby oil, is that what you heard, or is that one of your secret fantasies?
Oh, no. It's not my fantasy. It's someone else.
Oh, no?
It was someone else.
Yours is a little more... Yours is a little more...
Mine is...
Structured.
Yeah, mine is boring. Mine is boring. Mine is really boring.
Yours is boring?
Yeah.
You the perfect...
I would want to be on
you the perfect...
Yeah. Huh?
Well, you're the perfect person that I could, that a person would want to live out their fantasy with, somebody that's never really got into that. If you boring like that, just break you out your shell, huh?
Well, no, not necessarily that. I mean, it's just it would be with one person, and it would be with the person that I love. Like, it's really boring, and it would be, like, on a black sand beach. Impossible.
No doubt.
So,
no doubt.
So that's something. That's what it would be. That's what my family.
No doubt.
Would
I'm with that.
Yeah, that's really like extensive, like something wild. You know, it's kind of boring.
Yeah. Okay. I heard that. I heard that. Well, I mean, most people's fantasies are with the one they love, but mine. I'm keeping it real. It's spontaneous. I don't know her at all. She's just in there. She's just in there trying on some outfit, and then she asked me for help. So I help her out with all my might, you know. And then the manager walks in, right when we're finishing.
That sounds like a fantasy.
I don't even stop when the manager walks in. I just keep going until I'm done. Get dressed, go find the public washroom, clean up, and get us out of there. Now, that's a fantasy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm fantasizing about it right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. How old are you, Jimmy?
Oh, boy.
Jimmy, how old are you?
I'm not telling. I never tell.
Say no more.
I'm not telling.
I never tell.
Well, from what I'm looking at, I'll say you in the mid-20s from what I'm looking at, and you don't never got to tell me if I'm right or wrong. That's just what I see.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you see the picture I put up for you, Jimmy?
Nah, I didn't. Hold on. Let me look. I'm going to look right.
You look like you in your whatever stage. Whatever.
You said I look like I'm in my whatever state with the picture?
Yeah, like you looking like whatever. Oh, really? Really?
I'm trying to look right now. We tell people to call in. They need to call.
Hold on, we got a caller, 614.
Good.
614, get us off the hot seat. 614, you are on in 1, 2, 3. 614.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Yo, what we talking about?
Yeah, well, what's your sexual fantasy?
What's what?
What's your sexual
first
fantasy?
First of all, sweetie, where you calling from?
Yeah, where you calling from?
Currently, I am in Georgia.
Hi.
Okay.
At the moment.
Loving girl, huh?
No,
I'm not a
Southern girl. I'm a Northern girl. I'm just here right now for work.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
We can dig that.
I was
tell us your fantasy.
In the
what's
theater.
Your sexual?
What?
You was calling in to see what, sweetie? I'm sorry.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about right now?
I'm about to say.
Today's topic is sexual fantasy. Tell us your sexual fantasy. No matter how weird, how wild they are, we want to know about them. What's on your mind?
I don't know. I haven't done anything like this. Just crazy. I want to have sex in all kind of crazy places. I've never done that before. I guess that's kind of one of my things.
Tell us about it.
Name a few. Name a few and tell me the situation.
Like, I don't know. I always wanted to have sex in a football stadium. I don't know why, but I did.
On the 50-yard line?
Yeah, that'll be hot. That'll be hot.
Tell me how that'll work out.
I'm mad y'all just called me out. I was calling and listening and kind of see what, you know, what everybody, who's all on this right now?
All right, right now we have me. I'm LR Manhattan. How you doing? We have the lovely Jimmy calling from the West Coast. And we have Billy Ray Valentine from Chi-Town.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Hey. Okay.
So
now we got a little Georgia online. We got a little Northern Georgia online.
Okay.
So if you just want to listen, I can oblige you. But since you're online, you know, you can stay. You can stay if you like.
No, I'm chit-chatting with y'all tonight.
All right, well, come on, enjoy, and welcome aboard. You know, we needed some more girls.
What's your
get
name,
my left foot off the hook.
What you call yourself, baby girl?
What you call yourself?
Hello?
What's your nickname?
Chevy.
Hold on, big brother. Because we told them on the air that they didn't have to tell us their names tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, so X that board, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to tell
us
your name.
No doubt.
You don't have to tell us your name. We just want to know what kiss that pussy wear. Get the nipples tight. That's what we want to know. We want to know. Huh? See,
and make it creamy, baby. Make it creamy when you're telling us about it. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all is too much tonight. Y'all is on.
Well,
trying
to
get
you on.
Hold on. I got one better for you. Describe us, you then. Describe us how we will see you. How you look.
What do you
describe
mean?
Us. Come on.
What I look
we want
like?
No measurements. We want no measurements, height, everything you can reveal. Panty size, bra size. We want to know.
I want to know. It's the rings around your nipples is dark, baby. You know, I want to know what color that is.
Oh, my. This is getting graphic. I'm 5'6". I'm dark skinned. And my bra size is a 36 triple D. And, I have a little body. I'm not big. I'm not a thick one. I'm petite. I'm small. My waist is a 20. To kind of give you an idea of how small I am. And
so do you like to be carried around the room?
Yes. Yes, I love to be picked up.
Can you elaborate, baby, you know? You know how you like it. Why we got to keep asking you these questions? Just let it out. Let's talk about it.
I'm little, so I like big things. I like everything big. So I love my male partners big and strong, and to where they can pick, because I am so little. If you can't pick me up with no problems, it's not a good look for me. I don't like that too much. I like rough. Yeah. That's about it. But y'all asking me, what's up with y'all? I kind of came in on the ass end of what y'all was talking about. I was trying to catch a feel.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
LR something.
You talking to LR Manhattan?
Yes, you call. You call. Someone call my name. Did someone call my name?
Yes.
You want to know?
Stop it. Introduce yourself again, brother.
You wanna? Oh, I'm L.R. Manhattan. But I got a question for the lady that likes to be carried around.
Uh oh. Am I the only girl on here? I feel like I'm being tired.
No, you're not the only girl on here. There's another girl. You wanna talk? Oh, you like girls? Well, let's shut up and
No. Let me know. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Okay.
I don't claim that
way. Because over here, you know what I'm saying? Over here is Burger King. You can have it how you want it.
How you want it.
You can have it how you want it over here. You know what I mean?
Not in the chair.
Well, that's understandable. If you ever decide, we can help you out with that. You know? Because someday you're going to decide.
I don't know. I've never been attracted to females. You know what I mean? Like, at all. There's nothing about a girl that does anything for me.
So let me ask you something. Let me kick it with you for a minute, all right?
Who am I talking to?
You ever had a threesome? This is Billy Wright.
Okay, Billy Wright.
You ever had a threesome?
No. Mm-mm.
Never had a threesome?
I've never had a threesome. I've never really done anything just crazily freaky. I've never done anything. Like, I've never done anal. I've never had a threesome. I've never kissed a chick. I've never had sex with two guys. I've never done anything like that.
Okay, but do you ever wonder about it? Like, I wonder what that would be like. You ever thought about it like that?
Yeah, I thought about it. I did. I thought about it. Not more so with, you know, me doing anything with a female, but just to have another female there and see the reaction that the dude would have. I thought about it that way, like that. That has to be something crazy for a dude. And whoever I would ever do something like that, it would have to be one special guy.
Okay, I could dig it. Let me say this. I'm going to tell you something. When you with that one guy and he pleasing you and he touching you in all the right places and your body is losing control, and then that gentle touch of that woman come up behind you and caress you as well and start kissing all over you, your body going to let go anyway. Your body going to let go. It's going to feel so good. I know you don't because you never tried. I know you don't know about it. I'm just explaining the experience, you know, part of the experience. The rest is up to you.
That's coming from a male's point of view. Where is the
right,
girl we were
right.
talking to? Has she ever... I want to hear a lady's aspect for this.
She wants to hear a lady's aspect. She wants to hear a lady's aspect, Jimmy.
Jimmy. I think she fell asleep on her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
So, the lady wants to know your take on it, Jimmy.
Repeat the question. What was it? What was the question?
It was...
She was saying that... Well, it was long as hell, Jimmy.
What?
The question was long as hell, but the bottom line of it was like, you know, she said that she never fantasized about being with a woman.
Oh,
you know, she
being with
she
a chick.
Thought,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
About fantasy.
She
I heard
wanted
it.
To
I
know
heard
your take on that.
Oh, my take on what chicks?
Yeah.
No, not chicks. Not just chicks. Well, yeah, but you know. A female touching you, making you feel differently about liking it. I don't even like people to really touch me. I don't. Like, I feel like, you know, if you close enough to me to be able to, know what I smell like, I feel like you're too close to me. Like, that's just the type of person I am. And, like he was saying, you know, if a girl just kind of came up behind me, a male, you know, behind a male touching me, that I would feel differently, like I would like it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a pretty open person, so, like, I don't have a problem talking about me and my experiences with certain things. Me, I personally have never been with a chick as well. Like, I've never kissed a chick. I mean, I've had homosexual, well, they're still my friends. Lesbian friends, like, I have them. I love them. Like, they're awesome. They're great. And I just never liked chicks.
But from the aspect that I'm speaking on.
And, oh, wait, not that. Because I was going to say there has been something that has happened in my life to where I know I don't like chicks. That's what I was going to say. Because a chick has actually came on to me in a way where I wanted to slap the shit out of her. So it was like while I was cooking, and this bitch came up to me, like, kissing on my neck. I was like, get off me.
Oh, wow.
Man.
See.
Yeah. Yeah.
She sexually assaulted you.
Low-key. But the only reason why I didn't do anything to her was because she was pregnant, too. But she was just, it was an off-the-chain situation.
Oh,
it was just off-the-chain. Yeah, it was off-the-chain. And it wasn't even my friend, though. It was, like, I was with my homegirl at her homegirl spot, and I decided to buy groceries for everybody there, you know what I mean? And I cooked there. And, and then the bitch just came up to me and, like, did that. And I was like, you don't. And she got embarrassed. I said it out loud. Because that whole day she was, like, joking and saying shit, like, about her man wanting a threesome with me. Because he was there. Like, her man was there. My homegirl was there. It was a gang of people there. Because it was, like, a party setting. So, yeah. And I was just, like, not happy at all with
she
that.
She was trying to turn up.
Yeah, she came right at it. She, like, fuck that. I'm going in.
Right. She did. And she found out. What it do?
Okay, so there was nothing that her kissing did to you. Nothing.
No,
you just didn't like it. It was just all bad.
Nothing at all. Did not turn me on at all. But you know what? Like, I don't have a problem, and I'm very secure with my sexuality. I don't have a problem dancing with a chick at a club. Like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, I could dance up on her, grind up on her, and I'm just dancing. It's fun. But I don't. Nope. I do not like chicks. It's not, nothing at all.
But I didn't mean it in the aspect of, you know, being bisexual. I mean it in the aspect of it just happened. Like, she walked in and joined right in. I mean, if you with your guy and you're feeling real good and she joined right in, you'll probably jump up, right?
I can't understand a situation like that happening unless that's like nothing really happens like that to somebody, and unless it's like some guy or some shit like that where somebody's situated somebody's freaky friend
but it could be the guy that you love.
Like,
you with the guy that you really love, and he really love you, and he just like when she walk in, he like, yeah, baby, I figure we'll spice it up a little bit tonight. You'll snap out on him, or you'll be like, you know, he could have set it up like that, you know, and then she walk in. Huh? Oh, he already knows. Don't ever even pull that.
Oh, because I communicate fine. You know what I mean? Like, so, if you may not ever do it, like, they know. We talk. You know what I mean? I want to make sure, and you know that the person is work. You know what I mean? So there's certain standards that I have, and they'll understand like where I come from, because talk about it. You know what I like, what I don't like, and I think I will never be cool with a man. Not his dick. I'm sorry, I couldn't. I wouldn't be okay with that.
Oh, okay. I can dig it. L.I., what's your take on that, brother?
Well, after sitting here listening, you know, evaluating everything, I feel like this. I think that a man, especially one of my nature, that given any situation, if you give me enough time at either one, I'll change all their opinions. So I'm just listening, but I know they just ain't ran up on, you know, that character of a guy that can inspire them to achieve those new heights. So until they do, you know, I feel sorry for the ladies.
Well put, brother, well put. Well put, well put. I'm telling you, you know, it's an experience on both sides. I mean, it's not just, I'm not being selfish when I say that. I'm dead serious. It's an experience, you know. Some people go and don't come back, you know. But I feel you ladies on that. I feel you ladies on that. I call her. I believe she'll go. You know, I believe the caller will go. But Jimmy is standing stern on her.
I believe that.
I
am pretty much stern on that. You got a good
It doesn't mean anything bad about you.
No,
it just means you have a little character in your sex life. That's all. You
right.
know, to me, that's what it means. That's just my opinion. You are right. You're entitled to think about it the way you do.
Right. And trust me, like, I've been around a lot of things in life. So if I was going to go there, it would have happened. I've had chances, trust me. Like, I've been asked to join people, like, asked on random occasions, like, random shit. You know what I mean? And I was like, no. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And I thought it was strange because it's happened to me several different times. In situations where people have asked me to join in, I'm just like, no.
But the fact of the matter is, the truth remains. It's just like the fact of the matter is just like anything else. Once a person make up in their mind that ain't what they're gonna do, it's just like, you know, some things you just can't persuade a person. Their psyche has stolen.
Oh,
yeah. Hell no, you know, and you know that takes a life. Those are, like, really sexy, because I find out girls that are strong will like that got that good pussy.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, no doubt. They do.
They got that good pussy.
They do.
I don't know. It got an extra, what's the word I'm looking for, elasticity or some shit like that. You know, I'm country, so I can't. Yeah, elasticity. One of them shit. You know, I bounce back, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, two thumbs up for the totally straight girl. Fuck it. You know?
And you're right. You know, they have that pussy that, you know, squeeze your dick right when it's coming, you know. That good shit. That shit that makes you just say, oh, I'm going to stay here, baby.
That's what they
hear.
Because if you truly got a little game with yourself, and you're really honest with both everybody involved, you can have, like, say, because, see, I'm looking at it like this. She's in California, and the other one is in Georgia. So if I was a real nigga, which I am, we could have a threesome. All I got to do is catch a red eye and don't change my drawers.
Crazy.
Not change my drawers. I catch that red eye. You know what I'm saying? You know? And just put the drawer right down side of the other one, you know, and then all three of them, you know what I'm talking about? Well, there's a will, there's a way. Well, there's a will, there's a way.
But I mean, there's a difference in being, you know, adventurous and trying different things, you know, or, you know, being curious about trying something and just having no desire at all to, you know, just not being attracted to something. I'm just not attracted to females. There's nothing that they do for me.
That's understandable.
Nothing.
No doubt. That's understandable. Because
I feel
that
way about a guy. I feel exactly the same way about a guy. You know, hold on. I'm going to be fast with this one. You know, man, come on, man. And I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Man, when I saw Billy Dee Williams and Lady Sing the Blues, that was some cool blood. That was some cool shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Man.
The education of Sonny Carlson when he was about to fight in the field and how that nigga was walking. You jive, turkey. Y'all don't want none of them, boy. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
But see, other than that, I ain't want to lay down and romance with him. You know, I ain't want broke back him. I ain't want to give him a broke back.
No, you just recognize a handsome fella. Says I consider myself to be handsome. I mean, you know, and yeah, when I saw Billy D. Williams, that brother right there, just his Colt 45 commercials, just ultra playeristic to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, today's time, you know, it's crazy.
It brings me to another question. Let's move on from the fantasy. Let me ask you ladies something. Let me ask y'all something. Do you feel like every time you want to get it on, you got to dress up and go through the whole motherfucking shebang? Or sometimes you just want to get straight at it? Huh?
You want to take that one? For me, that one depends. It depends on, like, my mood, you know. I'm a very romantic type of lady. So, yeah, I like to do the whole works. That's me. I like to do the whole shabam and create a scene with it. It makes it more interesting than just some boring, come on, baby, let's do this thing. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, I guess, in the morning, no, I don't do that, you know, or, you know, close to midday, you know, but at night, definitely, yeah.
All right, next lady.
Uh-oh, and the airways go silent.
Yes, Billy.
Well, since she's not going to answer us, apparently.
Hey, I was going to say, not to get off subject or nothing, but I was going to say, I think it's perfectly okay for whoever wants to try out different fantasies or threesomes. You know what I mean? Like, that's their thing. You know what I mean? Everything ain't for everybody.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
No
so
doubt.
I know my own boundaries, and that's cool if people, you know, are free like that with themselves. I mean, I'm free, but in a different way. You know what I mean? I know my boundaries, you know. So I know what I don't like and what certain things may create in a relationship later on. So that's why I set the certain boundaries that I set. Because, you know, some things, you know, is not good for your future goals. And some things just ain't, you know, feasible. It might sound like a cool idea and sound cool, you know what I mean? But, like, at the end of the day, like, nah, you know?
Well, I look at it like this, yeah. That was, like, one of the weirdest left-field comments of the evening.
I was like,
wow, that's the first time they ever pitched the ball back on the dome.
I'm random like that. I'm so random.
Well, that what made it sexy. So keep it random. It's cool. I look at it like this here, man. I look at it like this. It all depends on if I could come out of left field like she just did. I don't know. Hey, I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? It's your dick. It's your pussy. It's your dick. It's your pussy. You do what you want with it. If you want to sling that motherfucker like Dice in Vegas, that's your shit.
That's your shit.
But, you know, don't try to convince me of something that I'm just not. I ain't not wanting to smoke no crack. I don't give a fuck what you told me. I couldn't see that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'm 6'2", 300 pounds. What I look like being a sissy? A big fat punk. Oh, hell
right. Right. Exactly.
That don't look good.
Right. I definitely understand when they say it's not them, because they right.
Yeah, because it's not me.
It's not me.
But
no
this
doubt.
Is. But this tonight we made history, because this is the first show where we have four
truly undeniable heterosexuals on the motherfucking show. This is a landmark.
Yeah, so crazy.
This is a motherfucking landmark. Ooh, shit,
but you know what?
I honestly think
that it's some type of, I don't even think that half of the people, like half of the girls that claim to be bisexual are really even bisexual. I think that it became something that's like a cute little trend or some shit. You know what I mean?
Like
cute?
A fad, huh?
Like,
a fad,
yeah, like some type of shit. And I look at it like, okay, so you choosing to do that because everybody else doing it, because your friends doing it. I got friends that's that way, but I ain't going to do what they do. I love them. Let them do it. You know what I'm saying? I let them be free. But they all understand without me saying, you know, without me even telling them it ain't like that. They know the business. And I've been to gay clubs with them. So, I mean, and they understand it without any questions. And I'm a real big believer in, like, respecting people. You know what I mean? Like, I respect everybody. Even if you don't believe like I believe or you don't do what I do, I still respect you.
Man,
no, I'm definitely a first.
Hey, man.
Well, I'm definitely not going that route. So I can definitely understand you, you know what I'm saying? And I got gay friends and gay people in the family, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not going that route.
There's one in every family. Listen, this is my take on it. I say live and let live. Once again, it's your pussy, it's your dick. I choose to put my dick inside of a pussy. I'm talking about it's called a vulva. And then inside of that vulva is another apparatus called a clitoris. And on the other side of that is a whole system of nerves. And then genetically, I was given a utensil that has the ability to expand at will, I guess you can say, and it has a system of nerve in it. So when I enter, oh my god! So what a rough booty back ass nigga gonna do for me, huh? Answer me that.
What was
ladies, I'm going to tell y'all this much. God cheated y'all because men, we get the best view. Whew, I thank God I'm a man. We get the best view, baby. We get the best view.
Two thumbs up for the men's age. We get the best view. We get the best view.
Oh, man, y'all are boring me, man. I'm on the fire. All of you niggas, man.
Why are you
going to
fire us?
Man, somebody talk about something, man, because it sounds like one of y'all picking cross from between your toe and then the other is digging in a neighbor. Why you digging in your neighbor? Get out your neighbor. I know you're not going to tell me I'm digging in your damn neighbor. I'm digging in your neighbor.
Okay, well, fine.
You
know what?
What you have to say, bro. We didn't let you finish what you had to say. Hey, check this out. In the group, it's a video in the group. The video is about a minute and a half long, but it's called Real Ass Nigga, LOL. And this is brother, Jacob, here. Y'all need to check that out. It's about a minute and a half long. The video is wild out. I mean, it's wild out.
Wild out.
Dude, really snap out. It's a beautiful, lovely video. I mean, it's beautiful. So when y'all get a chance and you go in the group, check that video out. I just posted it. You will die.
614.
Okay, I got a question for you, 614.
Okay.
What kind of work do you do?
What kind of work do I do? I do a lot.
You strip?
Do I strip? No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm not a stripper, I'm sorry. I am a travel phlebotomist, and I currently work for the FDA.
Okay.
Oh, she's sexy. She said she works for the FDA. FDA, the Food Drug Administration.
Yes.
Very good. A lot of people don't know what that means. Very good.
Damn. We got an
You part of the Go Through You service, huh?
I'm part of the what now?
The Go Through You service. It's got to go through you before it can even be sold in these markets, huh?
Not exactly me, but I play a part.
Right. You part of that association.
That's a nice.
It sounds like a nice place to be. No lie.
Right, you know, it's cool. You know, I do labs and stuff like that.
You got a man.
Cool.
You got a man.
Do I have a man? No, I have a friend.
All right, so this is real.
Not official.
That's why I'm asking you. I think next month we're gonna put together the most eligible bachelorettes in Planet O'Shea, like a little magazine, and you know, shit, you're a fucking FDA agent, girl. They gotta have a nigga out here that can match your wits and your financial stability. So, but she did say she was a phlebotomist, so that means you know you take blood and shit, you do blood samples and cultures and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are a very intelligent young man.
Hey, baby, I'm a dog ass. I'm trying to get you a better man because I am the Mary J. Blige song, so don't hit on me. I'm Mr. Wrong. So stop hitting on me. Because I could pick you up and drag you from the middle of the Lakers football field to, you know, Lakers don't even play on the football field. We'll make a field, so don't fuck with me like that.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
The Lakers
are
at the Staples Center, boo.
Yeah, but wherever they play. But that's all I'm saying, Miss Lady. I wanna put you on that superstar status, so you know most eligible bachelorette. And you know.
Oh. Okay.
Come on now. Think about it.
Okay, let me ask.
I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I don't know. I don't really too much be in the group that much.
So that'll make you perfect because, you know what I'm saying, Daughter Davey ran a program called We Have to Redefine Gangster. What's gangster? And you know, a lot of young black females, a lot of young white females. Fuck a culture. You gotta get past that. Identifying one person as a marquee for the whole motherfucking group. No, as a woman, that's some real impressive shit. You know what I'm saying? That's some cold shit. Now I'm straight up jocking you. You know what I'm saying? So I think they might have a nigga out here, Michael. You know, match wits and salaries with you, man. You know, ain't no way in the world you keep all that shit.
Now, for all fun and games, yes. But there is no shape or form or way that I would take anything off of Facebook.
No. I ain't talking about Facebook.
It's all fun and games. I mean, it's not really all fun and games. It's just status, that's all.
It's just status, man. I'm trying to put you on superstar status, man. You're a motherfucking FDA agent, man. Come on. Because, shit, I love to have you as a girlfriend because I could go to the hood and be like, man, don't fuck with me, man. My girlfriend FDA agent. What? Nigga, you the fucking hood, nigga. You the fucking
don't
mom,
fuck
nigga.
With me.
Don't fuck
I'm
with
an,
me,
I'm
don't
not,
fuck with
I'm not an FDA agent. I work for the FDA. How it works is they're trying to approve a drug. Right, is the simplest way I can put this. They're trying to approve a drug, and the disease is very, very rare.
Wait, go back. Tell him what FDA, like, what does FDA stand for, first of all? Because I know what it stands for, but tell him what it stands for.
He said it already. He knows what it
is. Food and Drug
Administration. Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he knows what it means. And
okay.
They're trying to approve this drug, and the disease is very, very rare. There's only like maybe 900 people in the world that actually has this drug. So what they do is they contract phlebotomists like me, and, you know, nurses and other kind of medical professionals to do their labs for them. So what I do is I travel to these different places where these people are. Now, for this particular project, there's only 900 people in the world that actually has this. So I have the enjoyment of going to where these 900 people are, which includes, like, the UK over here. I don't live in Atlanta. This is just I'm down here for work. But, you know, and I get to do their labs and send it, or I should say I get to, you know, do their labs and send it to them, and they do all of the testing. And, I help only so much. I'm not a scientist or anything, or I can't take the, you know, the actual, you know,
right.
I can't be blamed for, you know, to be an FDA agent. I work for them.
Right. You just work for the FDA.
You work for a
branch of the FDA.
You are what they call ground zero. No, she's at the beginning stage of it. So,
exactly.
Baby, your contributions is just as rewarding as a person at the last level, because, you know,
exactly.
You the one you come in contact with it first. So don't diminish what you do, sister. Don't.
In no shape or form way am I doing that. I'm just explaining to you what it is that I do. You know, I don't want you to think that I'm on here bragging or anything like, hey,
brag, nigga.
No.
Yeah, you better brag.
If it's what you do, you're not bragging. If it's what you do, you're not bragging. You're telling us what you do, really. I mean, anybody
knows what
you do.
It's actually a specialized job, actually, because you're dealing with special cases. So, therefore, it's a specialized job, even though you may not have a degree.
I didn't say I didn't have a degree.
I said in science, because the people that actually look at the samples and stuff, you know, those are like, you know what I mean, doctors and, you know, stuff like that who basically have a background in science and that nature. I don't know what your degree is, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
because you do have a specialized job, and I would think you would have to have some type of certification and, you know, degree for that type of job, period. So
yeah. They definitely, the FDA aren't, you know, everybody can't work with them. You know, they don't allow everybody to work, you know, with them, and I work very hard to get where I am. Everybody can't get. You know, everybody can't get this job.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You're the first person, in my life I ever knew that I ever spoken with that worked for the FDA. So I could say, yeah, I know this girl who works for the FDA. Well, I don't know her, but we kicked it for a couple hours, you know.
Okay.
So that's a first for me, no doubt.
Okay. All right. So is everybody on the phone? Is everybody from L.A.?
No.
Or no.
California somewhere?
No,
I'm from Chicago.
I'm gonna get y'all. I swear I'm gonna remember all of this here in a minute. I know I keep asking the same question. So one guy, you from Chicago. What's your name again?
All right, I'm Billy Ray. Billy Ray Valentine.
I love your name.
Thank you, sweetheart. But yeah, I'm from Chicago.
And Mama, you from California? I don't know what to call it. Or you're in California? I mean,
who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
I'm in California.
And then there was one more guy.
Yeah, well, it was me. This guy here. Well, legend has it that I got dropped off by a Stark. So I, you know, if you ask me, I guess I'm a lot like Wolverine, baby. I woke up at a bar with a leather jacket on one day.
Whatever. You are. You are official. You are a down south New Orleans bred person with that accent and all of that. Tell me you ain't.
Hey, man, listen here. Shit, I take the fifth and fear that I may incriminate myself if I go any further.
Oh, I know what a bayou man is, so that's what you is. All right.
Ain't that cold? Y'all heard what she said? She admitted to tricking. She said, I know how to bayou men. Oh, okay, well.
That's a good word, but you know I'm talking about the bayou men.
Okay.
I can honestly say I heard those words.
Okay. Oh, you know where y'all at? 4XLT Polo, 13, Kohan Nike, 26 inch rim. but anyway.
Miss Lady.
Uh-huh.
Is she still on the phone? Miss Joyce still on the phone? Yes. Have you posted in the house? Have you posted anything in the house?
Probably not in a while.
You should. Why don't you post something now?
Not in a while. Like I said, I don't be in there very much. I'm all new to
inbox me the picture.
I'm all new to it.
All right, well, inbox me the picture and I'll make sure my host gets it.
Why don't you post in the group so we can know who you are?
Yeah, post in the group. She said
no. I can do that. Why not? But what does everybody else do? Everybody knows what I do. What does everybody else do?
Okay. Well, since the girl went first, I guess, Billy Ray, you next.
Billy Ray, I love the way he talks.
Well, basically, I'm a film director. I own a film company. I own my own business, you know.
Nice.
And I shoot television commercials, short movies, music videos, full-length movies, TV shows. Whatever pays the rent, that's what I do with the camera, you know. It's been my love since high school. I actually got a degree in theatrical arts and drama. And I have a BA in sociology. So, you know, I'm a sociable person.
We have 510 on the line. Go ahead. Don't stop. I'm just letting 510 know we're here. So don't keep going, brother.
Yeah. So, you know, I got a nice library of work on Facebook. So, you know, you probably done seen some things. You probably saw some things on television, you know, but I kind of put my hands in everywhere in the arts, you know. That's what I do. Jimmy, you next.
Jimmy is the mystery woman.
I do artistic stuff. I do, but I just don't like talking about it. That's just me. Yeah.
Jimmy is a superhero that flies around the city late at night.
And, right.
During the day, she's a painter.
Right.
Okay, well, I guess it's my turn. Go for it. 510, after I get through my inaugurational speech. 510.
I get through with my inaugurational speech. I will punch you in. I'm gonna be you 90 seconds up.
Well, this is what I do. I'm a venture capitalist. I have a degree in chemistry, a real one from Tulane University. I was a chemist, and prior to that, I was a over the road chemical driver, hazardous waste. So my whole career has been in hazardous waste and in the shipping industry. I was a blueprinter for the Navy. So what I do now is, I'm a venture capitalist, I own a company called Less Grief, and we are a crime scene and tragedy cleanup. I will post the ad for you in a minute on the board so you can see it. And that's primarily what I do. Now I work for Planet O'Shea. the number one group on the internet, and we're growing leaps and bounds, and we have all type of things for your new and upcoming people, such as, you know, FDA people. You know what I'm saying? You could come over and
exactly.
And we have Planet O'Shea where you could put up your pics and you could read people. You could, you know, we have all type of listens and posts and hot topics. It's like it's basically like a virtual magazine, you know, but it's a live magazine where the people actually conduct the journalism per se as it's going. You know, it's an ongoing journalism, so we could actually involve our own magazine and we make the news as it happens. You understand? And then we also have what we call a Cali app. Is a place dedicated to the great state of California, which is the state of the founding people of Planet O'Shea. And there's a wonderful group. Now, you bring your ass over there, which you already brought your ass over there, probably. You're going to get roasted. But see, you're going to get roasted all over Planet O'Shea. That's just how we say hello. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't got tough skin, stay the fuck out here. But if you got a little tough skin, Planet O'Shea going to take care of you because we have all type of things. We got the Forever Desire show, and she is like, if you don't like girls, stay out long enough, you might change your mind. Which is beautiful.
Okay.
And then we also got the Action Pack Radio, which you are tuned in now, that's hosted by the lovely and sensual, goddamn, she has the prettiest pussy on earth, Catalia Colombiana.
Yes, she do. Yes, she.
Me, myself, LR Manhattan, Billy Ray, Valentine, and tonight we got our administrator. She's actually a powerful lady in Planet O'Shea. She's a decider. And she decided to come on tonight and help us out. That's the reason why she's choosing so much anonymity. So now that you know all what we do and you know who we work for, as I let 510 on, I'm going to ask you to stay on, but I'm going to mute you. Because, see, Planet O'Shea needs your type of woman around. You can make good news. So just hold your sex ass on. Hold on a second. 510, you're on right now.
510, what's going on?
Oh,
nothing
yeah.
Much. I didn't even cue in, though.
You don't want to talk? You just want to listen?
Oh, this is Dre, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm online. Let me holler.
Well, holler then, brother. What's happening?
Yeah, this is Andre Jackson, man. I'm just tuning in, seeing what
okay.
y'all got going on the show.
Okay, well, listen, man. The topic of the night is a sexual question, so I'm going to let one of the ladies ask you because I don't feel right asking the man. No shit
okay,
like
I'll
that.
Ask him. I'll ask him for Dre. As of right now, in your mind, what is one of your sexual fantasies?
That's a hard question. I damn near did everything I wanted to do. I think one of my most, I think what on top of my list right now would probably be to join the Mile High Club because I ain't there yet. So
oh, okay.
That's definitely a fantasy of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get it in the air.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I did a lot of other shit. I did the menages and all that shit. So that's about it. That's about the only thing I got to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know y'all was going to cue me in, so I wasn't really prepared to holler. You know what I'm saying? On the Forever Desire, on the Forever Desire spot, you know what I'm saying? You got to click in. So I was caught off guard by y'all. I'm shopping right now.
Okay, good.
All right, well, sure. But thank you for your participation, my nigga. If you want to call back once you get through, you know, doing your shopping, you're welcome, you heard?
Yeah, for sure, man. Y'all have a good evening.
You too, brother.
You too, brother. You too.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not going to cut you off. I'm just going to put you on mute and let you do your little shopping, man. Thank you for Drake coming through, telling us about his Mile High fantasy. Now that we know what everybody does, and everybody in the world know what we do now, I have some questions for each one of my co-hosts and all the people that's listening tonight. We're going to switch a little bit because we're down to our last 50 minutes, and as our host likes to do it, she likes to switch topics at the top of the hour. So this is what we're going to do. I got a question for all you fiscally smart people. Where do you see yourself financially 5 years from now? Each one of us. Anyone, go first.
Well, you want a number or something like that, or
I want
a position?
You, man, Hey, wherever you see yourself, you don't have to, it don't have to be a number. You can see yourself on top of a white woman. That's your business.
Wow.
Yeah, well, financially, I don't see a white woman in my future at
okay.
all. It's not that I don't, you know, like them. I just don't see that. I love sisters to the fullest.
Okay.
But financially, I see myself in a great place, you know, in a stable place, you know, secure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very secure. You know, I don't see me in no food stamp line or something like that. No, nowhere near that. You know, I'm a strong believer that if you want something, you can get it. All you got to do is just keep reaching for it. You'll get it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It might take a year, it might take a day, but you'll get it.
Right,
if you keep reaching.
Okay. We have 773 online, and I believe they want to tell us about their fantasy.
Hey, what's your fantasy?
I ain't got no fantasy. I just called in to show you some love.
Oh,
you don't have no fantasy?
That's my baby sister right there. What's
up?
What's
up, boo? How y'all doing tonight?
We doing
all
right.
We good.
That's good. Who all online?
Well, I'm Billy Ray Valentine.
Hi, Billy Ray Valentine. How are you? I'm so pretty. How
are
you doing tonight?
So pretty.
Hey,
you are so pretty.
Jimmy. This is Jimmy Boo. Hey.
That's who?
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I'm just calling to show.
Don't have no fantasy.
Mm-hmm. You know what I don't keep a fantasy for long, because the fantasy is something that you want to do, and you know what, whenever I want to do something, I just do it. You say what?
It don't have to be a sexual fantasy. What's your fantasy?
I know. I mean,
you
said
you was horny, bored, and lonely. That's why I told you to call, because you said you was lonely and bored.
You know what? Don't be telling my business. That's for my little friends on my page. Don't be telling my business about what I got as my status. Okay? Those are for my 2,000 friends that I got on my page, not for everybody in radio land.
Oh, Lord.
Well,
I've seen
it.
We
know now.
We
know now. He told the secret.
You know what?
I've seen it then, Freddie.
You know what? This is the thing. I am so very vain, and I am, you know, because I feel as though that I am a great catch. Like, past all the raw shit, like, seriously, I feel as though I'm a great catch. You know, I'm an educated woman, I'm independent, you know, I talk a lot of shit, but, you know, for the right man, I'll shut the fuck up. But I just feel as though that, you know, I'm a great catch, and I just won't settle for anything. So I find myself being lonely often. And it's not the fact of being lonely because I don't have friends around me, because I got a lot of people. It's just the fact that I'm lonely because I don't have that person that understands me on that level of, you know what I'm saying, that's not platonic. So I find myself getting a little down every so often and being a little lonely. So tonight is one of those nights, but it's okay. I'll get over it.
Mm.
Fixing me a drink. I'll drink myself to sleep. And in the morning, I'll forget about it.
I
heard that. So pretty.
So pretty. So what you do for a living?
I'm a welder.
You're a welder, right?
Yes. I build and weld semi trucks.
That's why my little sister's so rough. She's rough. That's why. She's a sweetheart, but if you rub her wrong, she's going to fuck over you. I'm just telling you.
Oh, my
God. She's going to fuck over
you.
Yes. Fuck over you. Rub her wrong. It's all good. So, Ella, I missed your fantasy. What was your fantasy, bro? What you was talking about?
Was
you talking about that red Range Rover?
Man.
Was you talking about that red Range Rover, bro?
It's that
Not again, man. I keep it on my mind. I hate even looking at a picture. It drives me work on my nerves. Like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell them all that. See, now see you're going
you
too
tell,
now.
I see you done told all my business. Now I'm telling all yours now. Did you tell y'all about that red Range Rover and that Italian out of food? That monster trolling.
Hey, I'm still working on it. I'm close.
I ain't the one to gossip, though.
Yeah, you just did, nigga girl.
Whatever. Where my sex partner boo at? He ain't calling in tonight. He probably get him some real coochie tonight, huh?
Well, Paul, I ain't heard from him all week.
Mm-hmm. Paul left me hanging. The show went off. He ain't saying shit to me since. He done hit it and quit it.
You know, sad dog only got 1 yard to run up in.
That's what it is. You ain't got no good damn sense.
Since we on that topic about hitting it and quitting it, right? Let me ask you three ladies something, okay? Just
it's,
let me.
It's three
let
ladies
me know.
On here.
Uh huh.
What's the three ladies?
Yeah. You, Jimmy, and 614. I don't know her name.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Ask her her name. What is her name? Because I forgot.
They don't have to say their names.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
On the show.
Oh.
No, they don't have to say their name.
Oh, okay.
But here go the question. Here go the question, y'all. How long is it, like, you meet a brother?
What's my number that?
You go out on a couple of dates with this brother. How long is it? And at what point do you decide, I'm going to let him get that? I'm going to let him hit this. At what point you decide to give him the pussy?
For me, the sooner the better.
The sooner the better?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Tell me the why is that.
Because I really don't have no time. Like, if I'm feeling the person, you know what I'm saying, already, mentally, like, I just want to get to the sexual part, you know, just to go ahead and zoom in on there, because I do not want to be kicking it with no brother, no 6, 8, 9 months, and then come to find out he ain't packing, he ain't working with shit, and he can't fuck. That ain't going to work for me. So, for me, the sooner the better.
Okay, the sooner the better for you. So
the sooner the better for me. Get it on out the way.
I like that. 614, what's your take on that?
I sure can. Yeah, go sit down. I'm going to give you something now.
Hang on for a second. I'm trying to send out this email. Hang on for a second. Let the other lady answer it. Let me finish up this email. Hang on, y'all.
Well,
okay,
how long
Jimmy,
do it take you to drop them draws?
Who, me?
Jimmy?
Who, me?
Jimmy, how long do it take for you to let go here and let a brother hit?
Girl, maybe never. It depends. I give them enough time for them to be on good behavior till I know it's their character. And when I find out that it's their character, that they're good, then we can make it solidify. But other than that, you know why? You know why? Because I'd rather know that a nigga is not stupid. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If you wait long enough, a nigga gonna do something stupid. You know what I mean? And you will find out what he is and how he is. Because a person can only pretend for so long. So, you know, I'm into that old-fashioned shit. I'm into getting to know a person for real. And sometimes I could date somebody and it could be maybe never. Because there's people, you know what I mean, around that are really, like, now became my friends. At one point we dated, you know what I mean? But they became my friends and it just, you know, it ain't been a never. Never.
Oh,
never.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that's
okay,
good. I'm good.
You must got some, Jimmy, hey, I'm just finna say this. You must got some bomb-ass pussy.
Oh, my God.
You must got some tip shit, girl. Your shit must squeeze the dick. I ain't even lying. Your shit must pulsate on the dick.
Bro, what's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, because, shit, you know, I mean, hey, shit. You give out
all right,
drinks,
all right,
you
all
like
right,
to be being good.
Here go my take on it. Here go my take on it. For that goes, man, I'm fucked up in the head, because you understand? Because I'm out of fuck around. I'm a good nigga just by naturally just being a good nigga. But see, I'm going to get irritated after a while, because I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
like, you know, what the fuck, man? You know what I'm saying?
Why?
How many days we going to go? Because you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It's the luck of the draw, because it's been some girls I went on a date with, and I'm like, man, fuck no. And then there's been other girls I'd be like, I don't know, but by the time the end of the date, man, you know, shit. You know, it's the 3 hours for $25. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what? And then, you know what I have a problem with? Women believe in that if they actually withhold sex from a man, that it will make him respect you more. No, not at all. Because a man is going into it with. Exactly. So, me.
Yeah, I agree.
Me, I ain't got time. I'm impatient. I ain't got no time to be sitting around. Like, I'm a very, very sexual person, and I can get past the quirkiness. Everybody has a stupid aspect about them. You know, everybody's going to have something that, you know, aggravates you. So it just, you know, goes about what you can deal with. If I'm feeling the person mentally, like, the quicker that we have sex, the better for me. Because, baby, I don't care how much I'm feeling you mentally. If you can't fuck me. Mm-mm. You might as well call Bob and Price is Right and Wheel of Fortune, pass AJ, and spin the wheel and solve the puzzle, because I'm gone.
No, I ain't going to lie to you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, what I mean by stupid, though, is by, like, just not. Okay, listen. You know how some niggas be trying to, like, some dudes try to run game. Like, some dudes
I understood what you said when you said it, baby.
Oh, okay. I just want to clarify.
Oh, baby, I understood what you said when you said it. I get it. I mean, I'm not going against anything you say.
Oh, no, I
know.
You know
what I'm saying? I feel you.
Right.
And
I, you know, your standards is cool. That's, you know.
Sometimes I gotta step back and explain because sometimes I come out as raw. I'm real aggressive, so I don't mean no harm most of the time. You know what I'm saying? And I say most of the time,
some
of the time
you
I do.
Sweetie pie.
You were sweetie pie.
Okay, I'm back. What was the question?
Well, my take on the whole situation is, you know, hey, if I'm feeling it and she doing the right things, you know, I'm going in. I'm going at it. Plus, the conversation before we start hanging out is going to pertain that in the first place. I want to know your views on sex. I want to know what your views are on sex, you know. And in the midst of that conversation, I'm going to know exactly who you are, how you are, and what you're about. So if I'm feeling
right.
You, I'm going, you know.
Now,
how long is it before you drop your panties for a man that you're dating?
Yeah, that's the question.
Ooh, that's kind of a broad question. Cause it depends, but just you know, as a generalized statement, I would just have to say he would have to get to know who I am. You know what I mean? Like really, genuinely know who I am. I'm not saying like I would make a dude wait like 3 months. Like I don't have like a weird rule like you have to wait like 3 months or like you know a month. You know, but I just. Would like for a dude to have a good feel of who I am before he gets to the real good.
Right.
Just to, you know, just so you can judge me well around and not just judge me on sex. You know what I mean? I want you to understand, you know, how I work, how I am mentally, you know, how my thought process actually works. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's
perfect sense.
Well, you know, after careful consideration, I did an evaluation of myself while y'all talked, and you know, on the ratio of about 70-30, man, I don't give a fuck about all that.
Oh my God,
I don't give a fuck about all that, cause it's like this to me. That's the reason why men call each other brothers and sisters. Because he on this one, as much as I want to go with the educated lady and in their way, man, I feel like this. The quicker the better.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't like that aspect of you, you're going to work on my nerves, and I'm going to hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to fuck over you, not on purpose. I'm just not going to pay you no attention. Cause,
now, I didn't hear everybody's responses. I was in the – I feel like I'm being cheated because I didn't hear everybody's responses. I was in the – I was trying to send out an email.
I said,
but
so pretty me, I said
I agree
the sooner the better.
I agree. I mean, I'm not going to say I agree with that necessarily, you know, but I'm not saying that that's, you know, a bad idea. That's why I said it depends, because some dudes that you deal with, you know, they want to see what that's hitting like first versus somebody like me that's more of a, you know, I'm an intellectual type of person, so
go
I like conversation that. That's what starts it for me, not just something physical.
Can I say this right quick? Okay, when I say the sooner the better, I mean for somebody that you already established that you're dating. I'm not talking about nobody that you just kicking it with. Y'all dating. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about a nigga that you just met and you just gonna fuck. I'm talking about a nigga that you dating, that you know he has the potential to be with. If I know that I feel you on a level where I can almost might be with you and call you my man, then we fucking. We gotta fuck. Because that's the closing deal right there. We got to, right away.
Know what you working
ASAP.
With
ASAP, drop some draws. Let me see what you're working with. Go on ahead.
Exactly, because I want to know what you're working with, too.
Exactly. I ain't got no time. I'm not talking about a nigga that you just meeting and you getting the feel of and, you know, y'all just exchange numbers and y'all go out on the first date and you know you got to give it up. No, I'm talking about somebody that you already established that you're dating. Y'all already done kicked it. You know what I'm saying? The sooner the fucking better. You already got the mental connection with them. Why not go ahead and give it up? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I
must have misunderstood the question, because I thought the question was, well, how soon will you drop them? It wasn't specified, you know, as to how long you've known him or what his potential was, just, you know, how long would it take?
I'm going to tell you, if the first date is good, if the very first date is good, and she and I'm feeling it, and she feeling it. We going. I'm just keeping it real. I love to fuck. Fucking is my best pastime. I love to fuck. I love it.
Oh,
that shit is just awesome. It's
it's a nice feeling.
But you know what
fucked
me up?
Great.
Y'all want to know what fucked me up, though? You want to really know what fucked me up? Remember now. Remember my chart. I said 70-30. Now, see, on the other side of that 30, you understand what I'm saying? It'd be a certain level of kind of person, because there's a different side of person in me. There's a highly intellectual person, sort of like the Beast from X-Men. You understand what I'm saying? So if a motherfucker has that type of ability to keep that motherfucker at bay, then extended time of period would be allowed. But see, she must reach another level with me. You understand me? Quickly. She gotta fuck my mind. If she can't fuck my mind,
I've had those moments too. I've had those moments too.
It's true. Who is the other guy on the phone? I can't. Who is him?
Who
it's
is
two
him?
Men on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Bro, it's who is it? Who is that?
That's
Billy
Ray.
That's who, baby?
Billy Ray.
Okay, Billy Ray. Okay, I'm sorry, Billy Ray. Go ahead.
What I was saying was, I've had moments where, this one's going to have to fuck my mind. I want to see what her intellect is about. Then I've had moments that was, this one is fucking the moment. You know, the right now moment, you know. Hey, she moving me. My dick is hard. I like her. Let's go. You know, let me see. And then I've had some that, we've been on a couple of dates and it's time now. You know, it's time. But I'm not going to be.
All right.
It's a very broad question. Like,
exactly. There
are so many instances that can happen, you know, that could change your mind on that. So,
that's why I
said,
I like everybody's answers, though. I'm loving all
that's
these
why I said, maybe never.
That's why I said maybe never, because I could date somebody and it may never happen.
All right, let me ask y'all this. Let me ask everybody this. At what point, even after you realize, okay, I fucked him and I like him, I like her, and you realize, but we ain't the right fit. No matter how you look at it, be like, nope, I ain't fucking with that.
They gotta go.
That instant, or you going?
That's a no brainer right there. You know what I mean? Unless you're one of them type of people that like to waste your time. But if I know, like just off top, that you know this, no, not really feeling you. No, you gotta go. Like I will never get this time back. Ever that I've spent with you, and no, I'm not going to allow you to waste any more of my time. Love you, you know, whatever the situation is. All the love, you know, got to go. Yeah.
But then what if their sex is good, though? Let me be devil advocate.
I agree.
Let me be devil's advocate. Because, you know, like, what if their sex isn't good, but, like, everything else, like, sucks? You find out later. Like, everything else sucks.
Don't do it.
Some people do that. Some people have
don't
sex buddies. So none of y'all have sex buddies?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's American way.
That's exactly what I was just
saying. See, and
their
sex be good, but everything else you'd be like, no, see? I don't have sex buddies, but I'm just asking.
No, I'm not lying.
I'm not lying at all. I'm really not lying. I understand that people, you know what I mean? Like, I understand, like, different situations that people are in. I won't have a sex buddy because I want 100% relationship. That's why I won't do a sex buddy. You know what I mean? So that's just me. That's my take on it. And that's why I can date somebody and it'll be maybe never sex. Because
so
I want somebody
Are you in a relationship now?
Who, me? I'm talking to someone, yes. I'm talking to someone.
Okay. It's almost relationship time in that?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I mean.
Am I on?
You don't got to elaborate on it.
I'm not going to, because that's my personal life. I won't elaborate, but I'm happy. I'm happy. That's what matters. I'm happy.
Okay.
But
okay.
LR.
Okay.
But LR.
I'm here.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure y'all can hear me because my call had dropped. I'm sorry. I know you had to cue me back in.
No.
But let me tell y'all a story right quick, right? Okay. So I met this guy, like And I used to stay in Chicago. Now I moved like an hour away. I'm in a smaller town. You know, I work often. You know what I'm saying? And I work like 6 days a week, like during the busy season. Like now is the downtime because it's the last quarter. But usually I work like 6 days a week, maybe like 9-10 hours a day. So I really don't have the mental capacity, you know, other than my kids to even be in a relationship. So anyway, make a long story short, I had met this guy, and I had met him online. And me and him was talking or whatever, you know, and he's from Chicago. He stays in Chicago. You know, he has a business. You know, he's a young guy. He's been married, you know, just like me. He's in the midst of a divorce. You know, nice guy, got kids. And like I said before, I really don't date guys that don't have kids. And, you know, as far as looks-wise, like, he's, like, everything. I'm very vain. Like, he's fine as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And like, me and him, like, click on a, you know, he deals with my craziness. He laughs at me like, bitch, you was nuts, you know, but he likes it. It entices him. And, like, the sex with him is, like, incredible. Like, it's just so, like, mind-boggling. Like, nigga, why you just do that to me? Like, it's great. But me and him are so much alike that we could not, like, be together, like, ever, 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 like, he is not comfortable with anything that I got going on as far as my off time, you know, things like as far as Facebook and, you know, the blog talk and the things that I'm trying to get going on with the whole So Pretty brand and everything that surrounds that. He's really not into that. And I feel as though, like, he's not supporting me, but he just feels as though, like, if you're going to be my bitch, then you got to
follow this, you know, certain thing. So, like, it really didn't matter that I like him like that and the sex is bomb. It's like, nigga, I feel as though if you're not with me, like, you kind of, like, against me a little bit. So, like, for me, if the sex is bomb and, you know what I'm saying, even if the mental was there, if it's that one thing that I strongly believe in and you're not willing to compromise with me, I'll drop your ass. I'll leave your ass alone. Because I feel as though God didn't stop making men when he made you. And it's somebody out there that's going to, you know, support me and feel me and hug me and fuck me just as crazy as you fuck me. So I just look at it as an experience. So it is what it is. So, yeah, that was my answer to the question as far as you feeling somebody and fucking,
you know,
and leaving them alone.
But, you know, some people still keep that around, you know. Some people will still keep that around even though they know that they couldn't work out the other parts of the relationship. You know that, right?
Jenny, like, you know what? It's like we try to talk. We try to talk. Bro, me and him try to talk. Like, we'll text each other. And it's like, you know, we'll text each other and we'll talk. And then it'll just be that one certain thing that'll just bring us back. Some things are so damaging that you don't even want to, you know what I'm saying? You don't even want to go back there because that's always going to be a constant reminder to me. You know what I'm saying? Whenever he calls and, you know, he calls during the time that, you know, he might call now and I don't answer the phone. I'm on the show. I'm on the show with LR. You know, he has a great problem with that. Like, he don't
right.
like that shit at all. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
no, even though the place is bomb. Huh?
Here's my take on it. I've been accused of being a whore because I can be bought.
Yes, bro. I can see why.
I can be bought. So if the sex is bad, but the gifts is good, give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, man. Because, see, it got to be some type of compensation. I can't have all negative. But if I got a strong positive, you know, like, you know.
This is yours.
Because I got a fucked up way of looking at it, like, you know, shit. If you got bad pussy, I ain't the only one that knows.
Right.
Oh,
right. Exactly.
So you know what I'm saying, bitch. If I'm gonna stand around, you got the pictures. You know this is whack. And if you want, hold on. And if you want the faithful package, that then you got to add more dollars to the fucking equation. The faithful package costs you a little more.
He's so ignorant.
Well,
you are so ignorant. No sense at
all. Hey, but I'm so honest.
Well,
and God now.
And I love you to death.
I
love you.
I wouldn't mind the conversation either, but at the same time, I know how to train the pussy into being the pussy. So, you know, I'll just be like, no, baby, move like this. Let me show you.
No, I ain't got patience for all of that. I'm sorry, Billy Bob. I ain't got no patience for that. What you say your name was?
Billy Ray,
I'm sorry. Billy Ray, I ain't got no patience for that. I ain't got no patience to be training no pussy or be training no dick. I ain't got no time. I ain't got the patience. Fuck all of that. You should have came in there.
No, I feel like if you got to train your dick, yeah, you need to move on. But I just know my dick game. I know my dick game is great, and you know it makes you want to have the bomb pussy. So, you know.
I think sex.
So
I've been with a guy that was like well endowed, and I've been with a guy that was not so big. And I really think it's a mental aspect. You know what I'm saying? If you really feeling the person, that makes the sex that much greater. But at the same time, if you really feeling the person and the mental connection as far as sex is not there all the way, then I don't have time to build on that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I'm not no hound dog that just like fuck who you are, what you about and all that. Let's fuck. No. I do want to know something about you. I do want to have some type of intellectual conversation with you because, yeah, it is. Sex is mind-stimulating as well. You know, so if you can stimulate me with conversation, then the sex is going to be good. Yeah, no doubt. And if you
It might be
good
for you,
good
but it might
sex,
be horrible for me.
It might be.
So that's when
you got to tell me something.
This is kind of crazy. Now that's being said, do you think that men think of sex differently than, like, women do? Like, in the aspect of the mental connection?
I really don't.
No, wait,
I
hold
really
on. But you didn't let me finish.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, in the aspect of, I'm not talking about like the emotional connection. I'm not talking about none of that. I'm talking about like as far as what good sex is, like on what we consider good sex and what makes it good sex. Because there is a skill to doing certain things. You know what I mean? And then like, since women, we're more emotional. Like we pay attention to those things, like the things that we want and need. Like maybe different from what a man may say he needs. You know what I mean? So in the aspect of like sex, and when we come to the totality of it, meaning like when you actually do it, right? Like for instance, like a man would be like, that girl got a fat ass. Like she you know, she looks good. You're really attractive. When you see her, she makes you rise up. For a woman, we may look on the physical things, but we more so pay attention to how he treats us. Is he, you know what I mean? Like how is it that he treats us and all those different things? You know, so when the sex happens,
I know what you're talking about.
I'm
gonna attempt to go first, big brother. This is my hypothesis. Okay, this is the closest I could come. this is 641 50 yard line. Okay, this is my take. No, we have a different chemical balance that happens, a chemical thing that happens in our mind. See what it is. What it is, a club setting is the perfect way that I could use this analogy. See, women give off scents. You know what I'm saying? And then with the added feature of the sweat and the music is a thing called, like you said earlier about the sudden wave of bisexual women. It's almost like a hysteria. It happens in soccer games often, but there's also a subtle form of it. And so what happens is when we get around certain situations, those chemicals go off. So men have a tendency, since we're natural aggressors, no, we don't have the same aspect of it, because we don't tend to click into those emotional sides of it. Now, when you're dealing with a professional whore who has been trained in the art of emotion, then you fuck around and get a nigga that don't matter if he got a Vienna sausage or a motherfucking hose pipe.
He
gonna
know how
to
do that shit.
He's gonna fuck over. Yes.
Because I was, like I say this often, like I was raised by my dad and my six brothers, and I've been not trained, but I've been around them for so long that I know how to sit back and observe a person, tap in to your weakness. Like I know what it is. Like do through your conversation, you can tell me just from 5 minutes what it is that you like, what it is that you're passionate about, and what it is that you dislike. If you just talking about like sports, you know what I'm saying? If you just talking about the sun rising, I will tap into that shit. Like I can be your fucking chameleon. You know what I'm saying? I can be the sunlight for the motherfucking for the Holy Ghost, for the Christian, and I can be the fucking rain for the goth motherfucking atheist. Like, it is what the fuck it is. Once you master that technique of knowing what it is that a person wants, you can be that. Don't mean that you are that, but you can be that. It's just the art of fucking pimping. I'm a boss motherfucking player.
Okay, let me say this. I heard everything. I heard what everybody said. Now, in all honesty, I've been around this little thing they call Earth for a long time, you know, and I don't fuck girls, you know what I'm saying? I don't have sex with girls. I have sex with grown ass women, you know what I'm saying? And
I like girls every now and then, big brother. Girls are nice.
Ain't nothing wrong with girls. Ain't nothing wrong with girls. Listen to me. Ain't nothing wrong with girls. But when you dealing with experience, when you have sex with experience, that's the greatest sex there is. And the thing is, the fact that you're dealing with experience, you want to use your experience. See, you're right. Whether a nigga got a Oscar Mayer wiener or a foot long, you know what I'm saying? The bottom line is, you can passionately seduce and sex a woman before you even start inserting any part of your anatomy in her, you know, just with the senses of her body. Explore her. And when I say explore, I mean explore her, you know, because it's places on her body that just trigger so many different reactions. And if you're a man about satisfying your mate, you know, because that's when the sex is good. When you satisfy your mate and she lock in on your ass and don't let you up, you know what I'm saying? And that them legs get the locking around you and the hands grab your ass and stick all in your back and shit, that's when that shit is fire. And all that shit come into play before you even start fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Some must be fucking wrong with me then. Some must be wrong. I'm fucking wrong.
I've been so long past the jackrabbit.
I'm up there in the grown and sexy.
That's all. No. I'm just up there in the straight up grown and sexy.
No, I ain't talking about speed. I was talking about a whole, like, everything you're saying is right? But see, I'm fucked up because I like the girls. I like the girls who, you know, I like the girls because it's like a motherfucker and they naive. So I'm like the devil. I can do whatever I want to them. They don't know no better. You know what I'm talking about? You know, they just do the stupidest shit. You know what I'm saying? But see, them experienced motherfuckers, they come with their precursors and shit. Nah, I ain't going to do that.
Because she already know what works. What she that woman already know what works for her, and she already know what works in a relationship. Experience is the best teacher, and it's the best fucking lesson. A naive woman will step in the middle of motherfucking ongoing traffic and fucking rush hour, not knowing she gonna get hit by a car. But this bitch gonna take you through the shortcut and get you where you need to go faster, quicker, and better. Yeah, like. You sound like R. Kelly. You want to deal with
No. Don't do me that. Nah.
Right. In the closet.
I was meaning in reference to what he was saying as far as girls versus grown women. He was talking about younger girls. He wasn't talking about babies like R. Kelly was fucking with.
Right. I was talking about. Let me tell you. An experienced partner, man, is the bomb. You'd be surprised how many people are classy in the streets and freaks in the bedroom. That's no joke. Some of these.
Let me give you an example as far as men go. Like, it was like I was like literally like talking to this guy, and he was like 24 years old. You know what I'm saying? He's a fine fuck. Good ass job, owned his own home, you know what I'm saying? Car, everything. He was a nice fucking catch. You know what I'm saying? When it came to sex, he was like he didn't curse. That was one thing that really, really like it really agitated me because he did not curse and he didn't have a problem with me cursing, but every time we had a conversation he got mad, he was like dang on it and dang and danger. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh my God, this nigga say bitch, say ho, say something. And you know, when I used to get mad at him, I just like big pussy bitch. You know, I just wanted to say some curse words because he didn't curse. But as far as on the sexual aspect, he was real nasty. When I say nasty, the nigga was nasty. Like, it wasn't anything as far as a heterosexual man would experience that he didn't want to fucking do. Like, he wanted to do everything. Like, let's hang out the chandeliers, open the window up, do it in the window. But he was a real professional guy. But, oh, my God, it was like holding a conversation with him. It was the time that when it came to, like, knowing things and life lessons that it became hard for me to deal with him because he hadn't experienced a lot of things. He didn't know what it was like to struggle. You know what I'm saying? He didn't know what it was like to be hungry because his family was well off. You know what I'm saying? He went to college. He graduated, got a nice job, nice house. So, it like, my my girl, well, your girl, my boy would have been him. You know what I'm saying? He was very, you know, experienced, and he knew what to do. Sex was great with him, but just like life experiences and him not understanding what a struggle would be like, that's what really turned me off about him. Like, he didn't know anything about living in the ghetto or having a hard life, or, you know what I'm saying, having to eat oodles and noodles and hot dogs. And that was like, so you could never understand, you could never appreciate how I got from where I was to right now. Like, you can never congratulate me on that because you don't get it. You know what I'm saying? And you'll never get it, you know, because you've never been there. So that was my boy experience with him. And even though the sex was good, you know what I'm saying, he was nice looking, his experience as far as life just totally turned me off about him. Oh, no, I didn't have the patience. Some things you just can't teach people. Some things people can never get.
See, me, I'm not in the business of trying to change you. You know what I'm saying? Me personally.
Mm-hmm, that's why you move on.
Me personally, man, long as that bottom lip work good and you got some steady income, man, we could work on it.
See, look, I ain't going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm, we could work on it. Because, you know, we can move around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Say, man, I believe, like Captain Kirk, there is no-win situation. There is never anything. I just don't feel like I got the time.
Nope, I don't. And, bro, I feel you on that. Like, I done had, you know, I done had relationships where, you know, guys, I knew that I would never be able to be in a committed relationship with them or even get serious with them. And, you know, they gave me lots of nice things. You know, they paid bills and, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I ain't paid my phone bill in years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've got people in my life that, you know, that's there to help financially if I shall ever need that. But it's like having a job. Like, dealing with motherfuckers like that is like having a job. Like, you got to deal with their mood swings. Like, you got to talk to them, you know what I'm saying, when they want to talk. Like, you got to stroke their fucking ego, and I ain't got time for that. Like, I'm a no-nonsense type of bitch. Like, fuck you and this motherfucking $80 phone bill, bitch. I could pay this shit myself. Stop calling my motherfucking phone. Stop sending these motherfucking pictures of your unsexy ass body, bitch. I don't want to go out to dinner today. I already motherfucking ate. Like, I don't have the patience for all of that. Like, leave me alone. You know? Like, that's why I could never be a prostitute. Like, everybody, like, this one guy was on my picture the other day, like, you a hoe. You put your ass up on Facebook. You show your titties on Facebook. Like, I am the bitch that could never have been a prostitute because I don't got the patience. Like, I ain't got no time for nobody to be on top of me, breathing all heavy, huffing and puffing. Like, just give me my money and go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got the patience for it. So anybody out there that ever thinks so pretty is selling pussy, please, 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 please get that thought out your head because I ain't got the time or the motherfucking patience to be dealing with no motherfucking body.
All right. Hey, babe. Hey, little sister. I love you for coming through. I love you. We down to these last 5 minutes, so we got to run these commercials. So thank
you
for coming through. Thank you. You heard me?
You're welcome, boo.
All right, baby. See you later.
I love you. I'll text you later.
I love you.
Later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye.
See you later, baby. 614, you have been... Like I said, you could inbox me, or you could inbox Jimmy, whichever person you feel comfortable with, Billy Ray, and so we could get a picture
inbox
of you
me.
For, huh?
I said you can inbox me. I'm curious
Billy
to
Ray?
Know who she is anyway. No. I was talking about the chick. I'm curious to know who she is.
All right, well, Jimmy, you heard her. She wanted to inbox
me. I just added Billy Ray to my Facebook because I didn't realize he sent me a friend request, so he's on my list now, so I know who he is.
Damn,
okay.
I don't even get one.
Yeah,
even
you
get
sent
one.
Me one. I just
accepted
it.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I would like to
okay,
thank you.
Yeah, that's cool, Jim.
And we really want to have you in our next month's, you know, bachelorette of the month, you know, runners up, you know. So you get in contact with Jimmy, and she gonna keep you posted on when those activities start, and on behalf of Planet O'Shea, we thank you for coming and spending the night with us a few hours. Thank you.
No problem. And her name is just Jimmy in the group.
Jimmy, J-E-M-I, Jimmy. I just bumped my picture up
just now so you can look in there. And yeah.
Gotcha. Well, all right. It's been fun. This has definitely been an experience for me.
We glad you liked it. Glad you liked it.
Yeah, and you're cool people too. Yeah, you're really cool.
Oh, thank you. But I'm pretty sure y'all seen me in there and just didn't know it was me because when I'm telling y'all see me and y'all see who I am, I'm like, for real.
Y'all let me see your shit.
Make sure you inbox me. Just make sure you inbox me.
Okay. All right.
Don't be laughing.
I'll have a wonderful evening.
See you
all that good stuff.
You too, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Well, boss lady, you actually sit at a higher pay grade than me. So, do you have any final words? Because you know you are a direct representative of Planet Ocean. So, do you have any final words on behalf of your empire?
Not really, but it's been fun, and we have interesting people all the time. You know,
right.
It's been fun. You're great. Y'all great. I appreciate calling in and talking with y'all and doing the show with y'all.
All right. Well, yes, I'll be looking for new posters in our new Wall Street type page. You know, it's called a Capitalist Corner. We're gonna try to, you know, institute some new shit. But I'm always seek counsel from you. So you're gonna hear from me a lot in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, no problem. No problem at all.
Thank you, boss lady. Thank you, and I'll see you around the administration building.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Take it easy, Jimmy.
All right.
773. I'm sorry, brother, but we have ran out of time. You can listen to our final
commercial. Not a bad thing, brother.
No, not you. There's another 773.
Not two.
773-263. Okay, as we do our last final commercials of the night, we'd like to thank Billy Ray Valentine, our producer extraordinaire, our foam shooter, our co-host. He's the background man that makes sure that all of y'all get the correct visuals. So I want you to go check him out at the Billy Ray's Club in Planet O'Shea. He got a spot in there, and I want you to go check him out. Billy Ray, you have anything to say before I wrap these commercials up?
Man, it was a great one, man. I enjoyed myself. I love talking to everybody. You know, we get down anyway. You know,
right.
I'm looking forward to the great ventures we got going on. Y'all call us. You know, we do this. Give us a call. Join in. Speak your mind. Tonight was a good night. That's all
right.
I want to say. I want to say peace to everybody that listened in and called in. Work with us. We're doing it.
You're doing it. I'll call you in a minute, brother. Thank you.
No doubt, bro.
All right. On the behalf of Planet O'Shea and Associated Groups, Cali Alley, Shooting Gallery, and all other groups, Hot Topics, Make Me Come, Chocolate Reloaded, Go Hard or Go Home, Billy Ray's Club. Planet O'Shea is developing a new way of living for all us professional and on-the-go people where we can constantly keep in touch with people from all over the planet where we can meet new people and we could find out new things. We're working hard every day to develop new programs and systems to bring you further and greater entertainment. Planet O'Shea will take us to the future of online entertainment. On the behalf of Planet O'Shea and Associated Groups, this is LR Manhattan for Planet O'Shea. Thank you. Now, as we enter our second stage of commercials, we would like to celebrate the URL.tv.tv.com. Tomorrow night, Webster Hall, Harlem, New York. Smack has put together a classic rap battle. So to all you rap battles out there and music lovers, go to URLTV.TV tomorrow at YouTube, and you're definitely going to be entertained. To all our other associated sponsors, to the Catalina Colombiana Show, also to the Forever Desire Show, thank you, ladies, for producing great shows. To my co-engineer on the East Coast, Caso, you're doing your thing, brother. To our administrators, you know what I'm saying, their names shall be kept silent, but, man, y'all doing a beautiful job. To all my admins that's out in the group, let's get out there. Let's get the people interested because we are the new wave. We are the future. So on behalf of Planet O'Shea and LR Manhattan, I would like to wish you a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. And when you wake up in the morning and you have nothing else to do, you're just getting out of church, or while you're even sitting in church and you're drifting off before you drift too far, open up them small phones and come see us. Good night, people. I wish you could.